We are up to Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We're trying to work out. David Melech trying to work out why was there a famine, and he was told because of two things. First of all, they weren't maspid Shaul HaMelech, didn't eulogize him properly. And the second thing is because Shaul HaMelech killed out the city of Givonim. How? By killing out the Noiv, the Kainim, who should give food to the Givonim. The Givonim, therefore, lost their source of income. Says the Gemara in the bottom of the page of Ayin Ches Amud Beis on the bottom. Amar David Shaul regarding the problem of Shaul didn't give him a hesped. Nafkele Teresa Yachid Shasa 12 months already expired. Like Daikele Mishpira, how can you make a hesped 12 months later? But the other story, the Nesinim, the Givayim, the Krinu and the Vais. Let me call them in and I'll appease them. What can I do to you? How can I atone for whatever the sin is so that you should bench us? We don't need his money. We don't need his gold. We don't need his people. All we want is, you know what we want? Give us 7 of his descendants. We're going to hang them out in the public square. That's what we want to do. That's all. We want to take revenge. Exact revenge. Me, Fayez, for life I see, the Dovah tried very hard to appease him, it's going to go home. Amadi said, Shloisha Simonu Yeshbu Mazu. There are three signs. If you want to know somebody's Jewish, there are three telltale signs. Rachmonim, they have mercy. Hai Baishonim, they have shame. Edelkeit. And Goymel Chasadim, they're generous. These are the three signs of the year. Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goymel Chasadim. Rachmonim, the Chasib. Harina Rachmonis is, because it says in the Pasik, By the inner dachas, even though while you're killing them, you should have rachamim and have rachmanas on them. And the hibecha, you know, multiply by shanim. So we see, even while they're killing the inner dachas, they still have rachmanas. By shanim, see, it says by shanim, it says that the Eibush tested you, but the Eibush wanted to see on your faces that you're scared of him, and that's like by shanim. What are you scared? You're scared because you're embarrassed, not for the punishment. And goyim lechasadim generally, Chassidus says, by Avraham Avinu l'manah yitzavet b'lebeisai, kol, and that what he should in order to pass on to his children, it says laset tzedakah mishpat. Generous, kol sheyesh b'shul zman lo l'ro David Muma. Anyone who has these signs, he should join the Jewish nation. And these people don't have these signs, therefore they're not part of our nation. So that's what David Melech was gazing under the sinim, and because of the story. But what happened was it took 10 people. Tell the posse, what happened was. The king took a shnei ben Ritzpah, the two sons of Ritzpah, Bas Ayah, the daughter of Ayah, she yodel the Shaul, so that's two children of Shaul. Es Armoni ve es Mipi Boishes. Tesha says that this Mipi Boishes was David HaMelech's Rebbe, as we learn more Brachel of Dalit. That Mipi Boishes was much smarter than David HaMelech, so he's calling Boishes, he's ashamed of David HaMelech. There's Chamech ben Michal Bashaul, and the five sons of Michal Bashaul, and not when she was married to David, when she was married to the other one, she yodel Adriel ben Bazilai, when she was married to Adriel. Hamcholti. So, Maishnahani had many other descendants. Why punk these? He passed each one by the Oren. Kolcha Oren, Kolta, anyone of the Oren to grab the hold of meant that he was Chayim Misa. The Misa. Kolcha Ein Oren, Kolta, the Chayim will remain alive. Moshe of Chalabakhtina. Rav has a question. It says, "Vayachmal Hamelech that David Melech had Rachmanis al Mipi Boishes Ben Yonis and Mishal." Not the same Mipi Boishes, different Boishes. Tell you what he says. That this Mipi Boishes was not the one that who was David Melech's Rebbe. Too young. It's the other Mipi Boishes. He had Rachmanis on him. So what do you mean Rachmanis on him? If the Aron caught him, so he said, "Shalai Vido." You know he had Rachmanis. He Chatchila didn't put him in front of the Aron, but scared that he would be the one caught out. And loyalty to his friend Yonison. How can he do that? How can he show favor to one over the other? It's up to the Eibishter. Elisha Viru, the culture. What happened was that Taka went by the Oren. And the Oren Taka said, zapped him and said that you should be the one to be killed. And he was saved. No, he davened before he went. Please don't zap him. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It says in the passage they shouldn't die. People, kids shouldn't die in the sins of the father. Why are Shlomo Melech's grandchildren dying? Because of Shlomo Melech's misbehavior. What he did, he killed the city of Noiv. It's better. It's better that one letter of the Torah should be cancelled. That Shlomo Melech killed out a whole nation, Noiv, and he took away the food from the thing, and there's no retribution. So it's better there shouldn't be Chil Hashem, even though you're going against the Torah. You shouldn't show mass upon him to one of another. Doesn't matter. What do you mean? It's a whole pasuk. It says Layum so avas al bonim. So we're canceling that pasuk, and we're going to kill these children because of the Chil Hashem. So it's not oisachas; it's a whole pasuk.
They said justice has to be seen.
So it's not oisachas; it's a pasuk achas. The pasuk lo yumsu abanim.
not
even the Urim and Tumim. You have to have the Urim. Yeah, yeah, but it doesn't answer the question. You're right. The Ritva already says another that these people were chayim misa anyway for other, but we have no proof. But it doesn't answer the question. Why is he more say oitzachas? So some say the pasuk, the two gesoys in Gemara. One is ish bechetoy yumos. A lot of times Gemara brings down the pasuk ish bechetoy. A person will die with his own sin, not with his father. Bechetoy. If you remove the letter vav, it reads bechet. A sin. Doesn't matter if it's his sin or his father's sin. So we'll cancel the letter vav. And so that we're going to kill him for his father, so that we shouldn't be killing him. That's oisachas. Or the Ritva says that here it says loy. Take away the two letters lamed and aleph, and it's one letter because aleph is a silent letter. So it's really all you hear is a lamed. Take away the one letter of loy, and it's faked. Read that. Read the pasuk as if it says yumsu avos alvan. They will die on the sins of their father. That's what it means oisachas. Anyway, so it says vatikach ritzpa bas aya. It says in the pasuk that the ritzpa after they were hung. They were hanged. The Ritzpah Bas Aya took the sack. But to tell you, and she struck it over a latur on the rock. Mitchilas cuts in the beginning of the spring. Ad nitachamayim till the rain season, 6 months. Minashemayim nitachamayim alayim shemayim till the rain from heaven. And she did not allow. She took care of the bodies of her children. The birds shouldn't eat from their carcasses. The chayes should be prey to the animals at night. 6 months of a life. You're not allowed to. Again, the loy. No, they were dead. But the din is once they're dead, you're not leave them overnight. You have to bury them. Here they were hanging for 6 months. So the world should know that we take care, that we even when we kill goyim or people or whatever it is, that we treat everybody equally. And to save that chil Hashem, we took away the loy from loy solin yivlos aleit, and we let them hang. Why? People go, pastor would say, Mativin shel elu ha, what's going on here? Why are people still hanging? So we tell halo b'nim lachem. These are princes. Nu ma'asu. So why? What did they do wrong? Poshtu yideim begedim gruim. They stretched out the hand on people who are the downtrodden people, on the second class citizens, and they started up with them. They took advantage of them, and therefore we hanged them. Omru the goyim said, Ein loch umla sheruy ledob b'kazu. What an ethical nation they are. And therefore what happened? And they said, "Ma b'nei melachim, ma dechadu." They treat princess to be equal, treat everyone else equal. Kach b'nei hetzin lachkam. Everyone is equal. Ma gedim grudim, ma dech. These were not equal people. They were second class citizens. Kach Yisrael, Allah's kam kam. Meyad nitoisa Yisrael, melachim melach. 150,000 goyim became yidden because of this event. And the vice is, we encouraged that. We wanted gedim. She never tell me he was swimming. She melach noisa sav. Swimming melach had 70,000 people. Who carried the Sabo, who carried all these weights to Shmoyin, and he had 80,000 people who used to dug into the mountains. So they were all, what, gaining? Pretty much, how do you know they're gaining? But Dilma Yisrael, Eden, Bnei Yisrael, this is very hard work. And he did not give hard work to the Bnei Yisrael. Nuva Dilma Dugs, and maybe he hired employees who said they were Avodim. But Amahocha, from the following Pasik, it says the Pasik, Vayispo Shloim Akon Noshim, Hagaydim Mashaber Yisrael. He counted all the people that moved into Yisrael. And it says the Pasik, Vayimots, and he found, and how many he found? 150,000. Vayasim, and he made from these 150,000, Shiv Melev Sabol, 70,000 people carrying those heavy weights. Melev Chayt Bahar. No, this is.
After that,
yeah. True, true. But these people became gay, and they were gay forever.
Yeah,
yeah.
But does it mean
that
the original
is
150,
or
they
just
stayed 150,
then
they never grew in number?
100 became, and then they had their own families to grow up. Taish already asked before the Chabad. Yes, we learned before you don't accept gay in the time of Dovah and Shlomo. What's going on here? So Taish has answered. Misyadim, just like he says in Purim. He says it. The Ma'atzman is Gairu. No, Taisa is learning here that when it says the Megillah of Rabbi Misyadim, they weren't Jewish. They behaved like Jews, but they were never accepted. And these guys were never accepted as Jews either. They just. But they behaved like Yidin. They felt they were Yidin. Others are trying to disagree with Taisa completely because Sal Singh Mori, they were Mamish Gaidim. So the Rifik gives a beautiful answer. He says, what's the whole reason why we don't accept them as Gaidim? Because they have ulterior motives. Here, it was clear that they didn't have ulterior motive. They saw how ethical and pure, how holy the Torah is, that we look how everyone is treated equally. That inspired them to come Gaidim. And when we saw that, we knew that they were genuine. So therefore, what's wrong with taking them as Gaidim?
They're doing your heavy work. That's the
right
that they're.
I tried it. I can't just throw. Who's all the domestic work over there? The building, yeah. Freddy Gemara in the Sinim, you're telling me that what? That David HaMelech was the one who was grazed on the Sinim because of the story of the Shalom Melech. David goes, hey, Moshe, God, we know Moshe, we know he's grazed because they came in the masquerade as if they were not from the seven nations, and they were. It says, so what happens? So Gemara says, Moshe, God, Moshe was grazed for that generation. And David Gozel Chulda, David Gezer for few generations. Big Machlekes are showing me what exactly was Moshe Gezer, what was David Gezer. According to Rashi, David was only Gezer, not allowed to marry them. They were full fledged Jews, you're not allowed to marry them. According to Tosfos, many of the Shanim, no, Moshe was Gezer, they should be Avodim. Once they're Avodim, you can't marry them, you're not allowed to marry them. And then David just perpetuated that Gezer of Avodim.
Vakati.
Never even can marry Shivcha, only if it belongs to Avodim. Yeah, marry Shivcha, of course he married them. We're talking about the cinema, the nation of the cinema. What were they? Could be. So Moshe Shem holds Matayda. We even had Machlekes before in the Gemara. Well, it's Matayda and the Rabbi Rosh Hashanah. Nakat Yeshua Gazal, Yeshua was great to see. But even Yeshua Yamu, Chayv Yed Hashem, Mayim Le'edim, 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 Mizrach Hashem, Yeshua. So Moshe Shem is Moshe Shem was great of his generation no more. Came along Yeshua and extended it and he went, Gazal, Bezman, Shabbat, Samidish, Kayim. It says, Le'edim, Hashem. Calls my Le'edim, Samidish, I don't want these people to serve to be full for the servants. David, Gazal, Bezman, Shem, Bezman, Shem, Gazal, even today.
Didn't the whole of the Givonim happen in the time of Yeshua?
Yeah.
Not, so has Moshe
Gezer on it? No, it says already in Parshat Tzavim, Mechaitev, Etzeshem, Mechaitev, so we say, who were they? They were the Givonim. It already happened in the times of Moshe. We learned last year to bring down the Chumash. Already in times of Moshe, they came and they said, make believe. It happened a few times.
So the same
thing
with the dress.
It worked every time.
It looked like they traveled a long way.
Yeah. You couldn't learn from Moshe. I mean, these guys are maybe.
They did a very good job. These guys practiced, had 40 years, 30 years, whatever it was to practice. They did it again and again.
To get the worn out clothing and.
Okay, so you want to write? May Rebbe Bichel Hat in the senior times, Rebbe, they want to be matted again. Since we said in the Pasuk before that they belonged, they were Avadim to the Eden. And they also worked from Mizbeach Hashem, they belonged to the Eivishter. So Chelkenu, our Chelik, we can matte. All the Rishonim ask, how can we matter our chelik? We have a rule that anything that a bezin was asid, you need a greater bezin, the chachaminya, to be matter. So Rashi answers, because hefke bezin hefke. In other words, when do we say you can a bezin, need a bigger bezin to overturn if it's an iser, if it came an iser, another bezin cannot overturn unless you're larger and smarter and quality and quantity. Over here, they just came along and were matter. We own them, the avodim, and we're matter the avodim, because this goes back to the idea that they were avodim. However, the Magen Avraham Shlomo asked an interesting question. He asked, how come, if it's true, that when it comes to money matters, we could overturn it because Hefker doesn't have care? So what's the whole Gemara we haven't gotten about Prusbul? And we want to ask the question, how can we come along today and change the dinim and everything else? In Bezen Mate, Bezen Chavede, and so on and so forth. So we explained that Shmit is only Rabbanu, that's why we can do it. Lecheda, money matters, do whatever you want. So the Magen Avraham answered, there's a difference what the motivation of the money matter is. Over there by Prusbul, the motivation of the money matter is to make sure that people did not commit the Iser, that they refused to lend money to other Yidin. And since the basis is Iser, it's considered an Iser and Bezin cannot overturn it. Over here, the whole reason why they did the Nesinim was not an Iser, but to punish the Nesinim. And because it was to punish the Nesinim, not because it was we did it as an Iser not to marry them. We did it to punish them for their behavior. They didn't behave properly. You know, they had seven grandchildren hanging. And therefore, no Iser involved there. And what the main punishment? The money that they're avodim to Eden. So therefore, we can overturn it. Take my right. Rabbi Yechon, disagree. He's a proof of care. Chaylik Eda, Oil Mofakar. The hour shares also forever. Chaylik Mizbeach. Mizmaj Mizkaim, also Mizmaim shares Mutter. So the Mishnah writes, "I'm sure Shemaiti. I once heard Shahasaris. I once heard that."
So in other words, so when
Ezra,
because it's in
the Sinai, is written
in Sali Yosef.
Yeah, we'll learn
all
the
Magen Lushan.
Yeah,
who was Matil? It's like he could have been Matil.
Yeah,
in other words, he segregated them as a different, separate identity. But the Chayefetz of Beis Hamikdash, and we say the Beis Hamikdash, you can.
You're talking about Chibur Abba. Because David HaMelech said, the way we learned before is that even today you cannot be matter the Chelik in Mizbech. And even according to Chibar Abba, it says in all the Rishonim, when Mashiach will come, we'll go back to Mizbech Hashem. So therefore, there's a Stulach thing. But even though matter the Chelik in Mizbech, we cannot be matter our Chelik. Chibar Abba holds just the opposite. Our Chelik, we cannot be matter. Or at least, Rashi says, at least until you matter it. But. Once I heard that a sari, somebody who's sterile, chaylit v'chaylit and lishtai, he's still considered married to his wife, so therefore his wife requires a chaylit and so on and so forth. Or he himself can also give chaylit to his brother's wife. And another place I heard, v'hasari is loychaylit lishtai, that if he's married, you don't have to give a chaylit to his wife because he's never properly married. And he himself cannot be give chalitza because he cannot log shemach. He cannot give a brother name, produce a child for his brother's name. The ain't little father no pshat. I'm going to keep on if I'll explain to you. Sorry, if it happened later on in life, then that means he had a shasa kosher when he was born, all right, then later something happened, then that he himself can, has to marry his sister in law, and his wife also has to be married. If it was a sorry's chama, if the son is chama, you're not chaylitz him, nor are you chaylitz his wife. Why?
She's chama means
born that way. Then if he was born that way, he never had a time that he was a kosher, and therefore he's not married, and therefore no eating yom. Now, blood says, no, very different. Somebody who's born that way, there's a cure for it, so therefore there's a possibility he has a potential to have children. He could be healed. And Kalkosh is irrelevant. Sorry is other, but if it's man made, then since there's no cure for it, we can't cure it. Hey, that Rabbi Shimon Beseda came along and said, there's a story, Ben Megusa, the son of Megusa, as I was in Shalim. Sorry's Adam, he was a Sorry's Adam. That means he had a Shasa Kosher. The Yibim is Ishtai. And they not only gave Chalitza to his wife, they even married his wife. The kind of Rabbi Kiva, to support Rabbi Kiva's words, it said that since he had a Shasa Kosher, he's considered married. Ha Sorry, what about the Sorry himself? The son himself does not give chalitza nor is he miyabim because he can't produce children. The island is, or she's an islandess. Then she does no chalitza, no point in having chalitza with her because she can't give children. What happens if the sardis gave chalitza? We said before, my machlekes will make a toss or not. If a saris gave chalitza to his sister-in-law, we just had a minute ago, that is no point. Le pasla. It doesn't pasla from marrying a kohen because nothing happened. But bal, if he had relations with her, since you had no right to, it's as if you lived, you committed an iser karis, you're living with his sister-in-law, pasla. It pasla is qualified for marrying a kohen. That she be las nus, that's nus. Chain island is anything about an island. She holds la achir, her brother gave chalitza le pasla, doesn't pasla from marrying a kohen because nothing happened. But alua, if you boil her, because you're not allowed to, it's your sister-in-law, poslua, you're disqualified from marrying. They should boil her. It doesn't make sense. What do you mean, Rabbi Kiva says that you have to give a chalitza? Rabbi Kiva is the one who says that even if there's a lav, even chai v'lavin, there's no din of yibum because the child's mom is not din of yibum. So, l'chaydi, since you're not allowed to marry, your brother was married to her, or the Sadis himself, he's not allowed to live with her because there's a chai v'lav. How can you, and according to Rabbi Kiva, chai v'lav, there's no din of yibum. What do you mean to give chalitza? What kind of chalitza is there? Mechdi. Shaminan le Rabbi Kiva dama chayovi. Lavin ki chayovi. It's like if your brother was married to your sister, you're allowed to marry your sister because there's no din of yibum. Here, since you're a Sadis, how can you give chalitza to her? He holds a chayovi. Lavin is like chayovi. Krisa. The chayovi. Krisa. 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 That's a question. So Rabbi Ami gives an answer. First, Rabbi Ami tries to answer. That you're a Sadis, but your sister-in-law is a Giyadis. And since a Giyadis is not part of the community of Hashem, a Sadis is allowed to marry them. Therefore, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. But we give if there's a mitzvah of Yibum, why does the Mishnah say only give Chalitza? Go marry her. Why can't you marry her?
The whole idea of
Yibum
Lekayim
Zar Shalachim. Of course, what's wrong with Giyadis?
He's a Sadis. He can't kinder.
Doesn't matter, but since there's a mitzvah. The our problem was there's an Aveda here, an Aveda of Kodesh. An Aveda of Kodesh stops, according to Rabbi Kiva, Lav and Kodesh is the same thing, and that stops the Yibum. So therefore, the Din is a Zakan also can marry Yibum, even though we discourage it, but he could, even though he can't have kids. So over here also, according to wise bishop, only the chalitza, according to she get married. Before we go back, if Rabbi Kiva saw Rabbi Yezi, he holds like Rabbi Yezi, we had the machlekes yesterday, we had the more gelushin. He holds that a gedim are not considered part of the community. He says, sorry, it's a lot of marriage. Not like Rabbi Yehuda says that kol gedim, Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday that gedim are considered part of Kal Hashem, and a sorry, or a mitzvah we had yesterday, not allowed to marry them. But he holds that a gate is, at this halacha, a gate is not part of Kal Hashem, so mams is a lot of marriage. Yeah, it is, and all those other things. So you woman, I mean, why do we limit the sorry on the chalitza? Let him marry him. Must Enoch and Ami right? So why is he only talking about chalitza? The idea of Rabbi Shua chalitza. Since Rabbi Shua himself only talks about chalitza, because Rabbi Shua holds that you cannot marry, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Giyadis is part of the community of Hashem. So Sadis cannot marry. But a chalitza he holds, you do give because he doesn't hold like a kiva. The chalitza, that lav is like a kardis. So therefore, he uses the word chalitza. That's what he limits it to. So Rabbi Kiva also uses a chalitza. I mean, I'm a chalitza. I'll there, I'll prove it to you. Look at the story the Gemara brought to prove, support Rabbi Kiva. Tani, hey, Rabbi Shulam say that. Al ben menusa, so hayi berushalayim, sadis adam, the yiv mayas ishtar. What did they do to his wife? This guy saw his adam because he had a shasa kosher. They didn't give chalitza to his wife. They married his wife. They said, ah, yeah, that what? Since she was a giyadis, that's why they were able to marry her. The Kayim Divrei Rav Akiva. Shemam is the first perfect idea. So you might write, Rabbi asked a question that's so simple. There's a braise where it says, a patsua daka and a karushavcha, or a saris adam, right? It happened later on in life. Or a zakin, older person, have a choice. Oy choltin, oy miyabin. See, a zakin also miyabin, you can't have kids. Oy choltin, oy miyabin. Ketad, meise, they died, volehem noshim. These people, let's say a saris died and he had a wife. Well, them achin, their brothers. And the achin stood up, or the brothers stood up and gave a maimer kedusha to one of the to a wife of one of these people, including the saris, nosna get or gave a get. Oisha chalto gave chlitza masha also. Whatever they did is effective, and they have to finish the job. They gave her a get, got to give her another get. The im balu, but if they were boiled, konu. What about Mesu Achin? No, our eyes are going to be from here. Our eyes are from the second case. What about the brother is the Saris? What about if the one who died is a normal person? The Meyabim, the Yavam is a Saris. So the Brayt continues. Mesu Achin, the brothers died, but Amdu Hain, the only ones who were left alive were one of these people, including the Saris Chama, the Saris Adam. But also Maimib Minishasen, did a Maimib, Venosna get, Oichaltu, Masha Asu Asu, what they did. The imbalu, so in other words, it's effective. Imbalu, they did bila konu, she's married. But also the kaim, we can't stay together. Now, lechayda, if she's a giyadis, you said the only way Kodam Kiva can be talking about is a giyadis. Because if not a giyadis, a lav is like a chorus, you're not allowed to live together. Must be giyadis. If it's a giyadis, because it's not part of the call, Hashem. So why did he have to divorce her? A giyadis, a sadis is a professional, allowed to live with a giyadis.
So we're assuming when it says sadis, sadim, and sadim.
It has to be Giyadis. Can't be anything else. According to Rabbi Akiva, if it was anybody else, it's a Sadis is not allowed to marry anybody else. It's a lav, and a lav is like a thing. So that's good. That's an answer they always give as a cop out. But what's going to say? It says, not a Giyadis. Hello, but Rabbi gives a different answer. You know why in Rabbi Akiva's case. Why the he does chalitza lechayda to lav? How can he do chalitza? When the brother died, he wasn't yet up to a daka, so she already was tied to him. Well, the same thing is that afterwards he became a year later, before they did anything about it, he became up to a daka. Therefore, the chiv was already there, so he's already a chiv of yibum. So the chiv of yibum already existed.
While he was kosher,
and therefore even though he didn't do anything to lav to a daka, he has to give a chalitza. So what if at the time when her husband died he was kosher, but if before he did anything he became to a daka, fafal, he missed out. But leise isa patua daka v'nitcha said he let it cancel. How do I know it works that way? Now we learned. Rabbi Gamliel, what happens if two sisters married two brothers? The oldest sister was married to Reuven and the youngest was 11 years old married to Shimon, and then Reuven died. Now Shimon is married to 11 year old, which is only to Rabbanon because she can always do mean. So what do we do? So according to Rabbi Gamliel, we say, wait till the girl is 12 years old. And we take the girl. If you want to leave your husband, fine, then Reuven's wife will marry Shimon. But if you insist on staying married to Shimon, consciously now have a relationship, so you'll be married. And then Reuven's wife doesn't need anything because she's the sister of a married woman. But Lucheda, at the time when Reuven died, she was only 11 years old. That means Mahateda.
She could have still walked out.
Mahateda, she wasn't married to Shimon, right? Mahateda, there's a chiv of Yibum. Yet a year later, the second girl suddenly says, I want to become a Yavam. It cancels out the Yibum. What do you see from here? We don't look at the time when the Yibum, this Yibum started. We look at the time when you're ready to exercise the Yibum, Wuhaltman. True, you tell me when Reuven died, he wasn't a psuadak yet, so it's a chiv of Yibam, but nay say Isa Patsuvanicha, they push away. Hi Tana, this Tana is Hachtana the Rabbi Akiva. I'll explain to you that this Mishnah over here, Rabbi Akiva, how can he go ahead? We're talking about Yiddish woman, obviously. And Yiddish woman, the Chayyid, needs to love up to a man, Yiddish woman, and he has a lot like he's a Kurd. Is what's going on here? No. We had an opinion before, we had two opinions of Rabbi Akiva, Samoy and the other Tana. The Yeshiva Rabbi Akiva learned, when does Rabbi Akiva say that Chayyid love and the Chayyid Krisis? If it's a Chayyid love because of family relations. But if it's a Chayyid love to a Dakas, not because of family relations. Family relations are similar to Kurdis. Also with incest and that kind of stuff. Family relations are similar to Kurdish, but what? It's only a lab rather than the Kurdish. Rabbi Akiva, it's all the same. Mamzer. But if it's a Kruz Shavcha who marries a woman, can't have any kids. But if it be an Issa Lav who marries like a Koyin and a Grusha, there's no Mamzeris. We had a Machlekes. So this Gemara here will go according to the one that says that only Lav the Sheid, not a Lav of a Ptur Daka. And that's why they even Rabbi Akiva will be made that there's a mitzvah of Yibamir, do Chalitza, and don't get married. But mechayv lav and greider. Stam gavi lav and loy havi mamzer. Freddy Gemara ikre kan lahokin laachim shame. The Gemara says, but how can you call over here? The fact is, yeah, can you apply it? The whole you asked me before. The whole purpose is lahokin laachim shame. What can lahokin laachim shame is over here? The fact is, a lav. The whole lav bar hochi is a chayich. Amar Rav, if you're going to follow that line of reasoning, what? That right now. That he's not shaykh, and therefore nothing should happen. Im kein, if so, ein lach ich shok shel yavam. No woman ever should have mitzvah yibam. Why not? Because every woman, right before her husband died, Reuven died, usually he got sick. Unless it was a car accident. I mean, he got sick. Doesn't matter for a day or a month. And during that sickness, the husband can no longer procreate. So during that sickness, he has the same din as a kruz shavcha or a ptur daka. He can't procreate. So she already is living now in sin. So there's no mitzvah yibam anymore. That an hour before he died became a dinim kamasadis. You don't need that. No, if you have a cure, you had a shasa kesha and you have a cure. But right now you're telling me you have a problem is because this guy became a tzudak later. No, you don't believe a shasa kesha. No, we're asking a question. If you don't believe in Shas HaKosher, then every husband, doesn't matter that for 95 years he was able to have a relationship with his wife and have 650 Ein Klach.
Because
he got sick. Because sick. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday. You tell me you don't believe in Shas HaKosher. But Kiva's whole vart is that a Sris Adam is all right because he had a Shas HaKosher. If you don't believe in this, you're saying, but right now the poily can't have what's in yesterday he was able to. So that every man, right now, if he died from old age or he died from some sickness, can't have. So therefore, there should be part of him yibum.
You never look at the shasa kosher like that,
man. So that's what he's asking. If you don't look at the shasa kosher, you can't pick and choose which shasa kosher you look at. Says the Gemara. Okay, you're right. So we do look at shasa kosher, and you're right. Every man, my question falls away. You're right. Sorry, Sodom. I understand. He says sorry right now, but since yesterday he was all right. He can, therefore, Rabbi Akiva is right that there's chalitza. But my question goes to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer doesn't believe in Shaza Kosher. Rabbi Lezer only says if there's a cure, there's no cure. He doesn't believe in Shaza Kosher. If Rabbi Lezer believes in Shaza Kosher, then how is there ever a woman chayiv and yibum? Because every woman, her husband, eventually becomes, at some stage, became a sadis. And therefore, who cares about Shaza Kosher? She should be potter. Interesting. Are you saying the question on the whole Indian of yibum? Says the Gemara, okay. His question is a valid question. Moment finished. Hossam and Gemara, no. Hossam kichushusa da aschilebe. He says no. The big difference. Sori's chama is, or Sori's adam is. You have a problem with one particular area of your body. When a guy is sick from old age, the whole body is sick. So therefore, that's not called the Sori's. That's called the misa.
Human sickness, it means
no. Sris Adam means there's a sickness in that particular region of the body. A person who's dying or sick, the whole body is sick, and as a result, the whole body is sick. One of the symptoms is that you can't have a relationship with your wife. That's not called a Sodis. Sodis is when it's focused exactly on that. Okay, we'll stop here.